Thank you. We'll move to the top of the calendar with House Bill 1073, an act to decrease the financial incentives for school districts to consolidate after July 1st, 2008. We will give the proponents, how much time you need? 30 seconds.
What kind of a mood you're in? Yes, sir.
We'll give you 10 minutes.
I don't need 10 minutes.
Okay, good.
I'll take less. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Representative Joel Dykstra from District 16. I come before you this morning with regard to House Bill 1073. A little bit of history here. In 2001, the legislature passed a bill that created the program to incentivize consolidation of school districts by providing a $300 per ADM payment in the first year following reorganization, $200 per year per ADM in the second year, and $100.
Excuse me, please give the testifier your due attention. Please continue.
$300 in the first year, $200 in the second year, $100 in the third year as an added incentive to consolidate. Clearly, the legislature was establishing a policy that said we are pro-consolidation or reorganization, if we use those terms interchangeably. But the reality after 3 or 4 years of operation is that we are not seeing an increase or an acceleration in the rate of consolidation. So what I bring to you this morning is a bill which has a number of positive attributes to it. It doesn't change the rules for anybody who's currently considering consolidation or reorganization. It merely creates a deadline, some sort of urgency, to see if this program could actually work as an incentive rather than just a compensation for school districts that we're going to reorganize anyway. What occurs is today we are paying just over $933,000 in consolidation incentives under this program to school districts that arguably would have consolidated anyway and would achieve the benefits of efficiency and larger size and all the rest of the issues. So I'm not proposing in this bill that we eliminate these incentives, but that we create a sunset to see if some urgency or some time sensitivity would actually cause the program to work as it was originally intended. So I propose this on three points. One, I believe it's a good government bill. I think we should always assess the programs that we create, and I believe the sunsets are a good idea in order to give us the opportunity to have that discussion. Let's see if it's working. Let's see if it's having an effect. And if it works, we can reconsider at the time of the sunset. The other thing it does is if you're pro-consolidation, this should cause more consolidations to occur. In theory, if the incentives have an effect, they'll have a greater effect if they're going to be sunsetted. If you're anti-consolidation, then clearly the fact that the incentives won't be there forever is also a good thing. So I really can't see anybody voting against it. That notwithstanding, there will be some opponents, and most of the opponent testimony on the House side revolved around this feeling that, well, maybe it's not an incentive, maybe it's not really working, but it's a nice way to give more money to schools that consolidate. So what I would ask you to consider is whether it was the intent of this program, and I've spoken to the original sponsor of the program and I know the answer to that question, but whether it was the intent of the legislature to just create a subsidy for consolidated schools, or were we really trying to create an incentive to make more consolidations happen. What happens under this program is we're spending $1 million a year and we're not having an effect. The rate of consolidation has not changed, and we're spending $1 million a year on a handful of school districts. That money could be redeployed in the rest of the education funding program if this program is in fact not having an effect on the rate of consolidation. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents to House Bill 1073? Any other proponents? Any questions of the sponsor? Thank you, Representative Dykstra. Are there opponents to 1073?
Chairman, yeah. I need to go to House Tax if there's any questions.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Send somebody to get me. Is that acceptable?
Sure.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Jim Huttmaker, South Dakota Coalition of Schools and member of the Education Alliance. We oppose this bill for, I guess, several reasons. First of all, I think the consolidation incentive is a good idea. It seems to work. I'm just not sure we have given it enough time for it really to kick in and work. The other thing that's true is costs are not going to go down any. And maybe one thing we should do if we're trying to speed this process up instead of decreasing the funds, maybe we should increase them on the front side and put a 2009 deadline in it and increase it on the front side. Maybe that would help. I mean, there's more than one way to do incentives. The other thing that I would, I guess, really like to say, if the legislature wants to do consolidation, then maybe to speed the process up, you're going to have to bring legislation and actually do consolidation here. We feel it should be at the local level and it's a local decision, but to speed it up, that may be the thing that we have to do is bring it here. I'm sure that we would probably oppose some of those efforts because we feel it's local control, but sometimes that's the way you have to do things. But I would suggest maybe for an alternative, if you want to increase the incentive by $100 for the next 3 or 4 years, that may be an alternative as far as instead of decreasing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Further opponents to 1073. Further opponents?
excuse me, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Hank Custers with Associated School Boards. And I handed out a sheet that has a white sheet and a yellow sheet. I'd first refer you to the yellow sheet on the backside. That's kind of a history of reorganization since 1950. Now, in 1970, reorganization was massive, 68 to 70. It's probably the eldest person in the room I happened to be around at that time and saw the results of that reorganization. As a matter of fact, worked with it personally. But when we had an era of high incentives, you'll notice from 1989 through 1994, we had considerable reorganization. When reorganization incentives went away, there was one reorganization, and that was by virtue of a dissolve and attach at the Hermanson District. And there was no incentive. There is no incentive for that. For example, Alpena, when they reorganized, there was no incentive with Alpena. With the current incentive, now again we have some reorganization. And so I think that's good historical information for you to have. So I believe that historical information demonstrates that incentives do work. The first sheet has a lot of rationale that I've put together since I work with school districts as they go through the reorganization process. And it is difficult, and there are a lot of expenses that are there that people believe will be made up with savings, and the savings are not that great. By the time school districts reorganize, their buses are used up, their materials are older, and they've spent down their funds. And they need money to replace buses, for example, and to purchase supplies, equipment, materials, textbooks, whatever, to provide appropriate programming for the youngsters that remain in the new entity. So I would urge your defeat of the bill. I'm not going to run over all the items. You have them before you. I'd answer any questions.
Thank you, Hank. I appreciate that. Further opponents of 1073. Further opponents?
Good morning again. Chairman Olson, this would be no surprise to you that I would stand up.
Please identify yourself again.
I am Dean Christensen, superintendent at the Dual School District.
Thank you.
You know, when we say that there hasn't been a consolidation, it's a matter of personal belief, I guess. But just 2 or 3 years ago, there were 176 school districts in the state of South Dakota. Today, I believe there's 168. In 2 to 3 years, and we have nearly 10 schools consolidating, I would say that's quite a consolidation rate. There are a number of schools today that are teetering on the edge, and so I think you need to put that into perspective to a degree that exactly what do we want. If the goal is that we want 50 school districts in this state, then I believe the legislature needs to come out, draw a map, and say, here they are, here's the 50 school districts. Otherwise, let schools do this in their time and provide them what they need to do it. Representative Dykstra mentioned a couple of things that I would just like to touch on here. One was pro-consolidation. pro-consolidation is about exactly the same as pro-taxes. It's good for you, but it's not good for me. And when we talk about the benefits that come with a larger school district, I have some history from that. I spent 17 years prior to this year in the Emory School District, which is, by all standards, a small school district in South Dakota, about 190 students. This year I've gone to the dual school district, which is maybe not the largest school district, but we have just under 600 students. And I will tell you that I've absolutely seen no benefits. The Emory School District will opt out next year, their tax levy at best the year after that. The dual school district will opt out next year as well. We've watched the Sioux Falls School District opt out. We've watched the Mitchell School District opt out. We've watched opt out of every size school district in the state of South Dakota. Earlier this year, you've probably seen that the Emory School District was commended for the excellent education. It's one of the top education schools in not only the state of South Dakota, but in the nation. The benefits that we like to think of closing the schools just are not there. And in some cases, consolidation is the right thing, but it's not the right thing for every small school. And so I would like you to, it's not good. It's not good legislation to come out and take away options for schools. Let's provide as many options as we can.
Thank you, Dean. Further opponents to 1073. Further opponents?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Rick Milmer from the Department of Education. All we would ask that you do today is really consider what's the goal of this bill. If the goal is to increase consolidation, I really don't think that's going to be what happens here. We're looking at a fairly minor reduction in the consolidation incentive. You're even going to hear inconsistency among the opponents. It's all a matter of perspective, but we don't believe that there's a rapid pace of consolidation right now. If you look at the eastern part of the state, it's pretty hard to say that there's a real rapid occurrence of consolidations. So the incentive doesn't appear to be working to any great extent, and dropping it a bit, I don't believe, is going to have much of an effect. There are other ways to make this happen if, in fact, the goal is consolidation, and I don't believe the incentives have much to do with that discussion. So we would encourage your opposition to this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Milmer. Further opponents to 1073. Further opponents? Seeing none, we'll close the testimony in 1073 to committee discussion and questions. Senator Dummel.
Just a couple of thoughts. I think Representative Dykstra explained it very succinctly and very clearly. Obviously, the incentive was put in to increase consolidation. And let's either, if it works, we'll know if we pass this bill. If it doesn't, we're out of it and forget about it. If just leave it on forever, it doesn't mean.
Thank you, Senator Dummel. Senator Kleister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Other than we have two members on the committee, I see who's on the bill there. There seems to be little support for this bill. So, therefore, I would move House Bill 1073 through the 41st legislative day.
Moved by Kleister to send House Bill 1073 through the 41st legislative day. For the audience, the 41st day does not exist as a net effect of killing the bill. Discussion on the deferral motion. Senator Nusselhoff.
Well, I would urge the committee to support the motion. I don't think 3.5 years is nearly enough time to decide if a program like this is working. Consolidation is sometimes 5, 10, 15 years in the process before it happens. So in another decade, we can have this discussion.
Further comments? Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I disagree with that kind of time frame. We need to have things happening, I think, a little faster than that. But I do unfortunately agree that this is unlikely to achieve the goal that Representative Dykstra set out for himself. And I would agree with the department that we need to ask ourselves what exactly is the end result of what this piece of legislation is. I truly feel that the gentle push, or maybe an electronic prod to some of the districts to do this, may be necessary, but I think that may best accomplish itself through changes in the school formula itself rather than through this particular mechanism, and at this time I'm not going to support the bill.
Thank you. Further discussion, comments? Senator Knudsen.
Yeah, I'm also going to support the 41st day motion. I think principally because I don't think it works to fiddle with consolidation incentives just isolated. I think it's got to be part of a bigger, more comprehensive package.
Thank you, Senator. Are there further comments? We do have a deferral vote, Senator Demo.
I would comment more, but I'm just going to waste my time and yours.
Senator Demwell, I'm on the bill with you, baby.
I fully understand, but listen, I can see the handwriting on the wall.
Are you flaming like I am? Okay. Hearing no more further discussion, all those in favor of the 41st day motion will say aye. All those opposed, nay, and the secretary call the roll.
Senators Denwald. Aye. Knudsen. Aye. Koistra.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
Olson.
This hurts. No.
5 yeas, 2 nays.
House Bill 1073 is deferred to the 41st legislative day.